Now it's time for another edition of Free Radio Santa Cruz's Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. That's my show. I'm Bathrobe Spear Robert Norris, and it's May 8th, 2025, as I make and netcast this show. It's, however, a flashback in the main, in fact, almost entirely, except for this introduction, to another period 25 years ago, more or less, April 9th, 2000. This was a period of time when activism was in flower around civil rights for homeless issues. In the studio with me was James Ney, who was often doing tabling on Pacific Avenue or chalking in the sleeping ban on the sidewalk, for which he was cited, sometimes taken to jail. He attended city council meetings and demanded justice and fairness for his family, who is often homeless or living in their vehicle, sometimes in a house. You'll also hear from the happy camper, who I don't remember who he was, but he's begins the show pretty much. There's a reverend, as he calls himself, James Snow, from I guess Sacramento. He works with SHOC, Sacramento Homelessness Organizing Committee, at that time putting out the publication Homeward, a newspaper sort of like the Street Sheet and Street Spirit sold in San Francisco and the Bay Area and sometimes in Santa Cruz. We interview Melissa from the University of California at Santa Cruz, who has written Throwing the Homeless Out of Their Homes for a class. Some discussion of the Pie and the Pusser Award, where there was a sort of street poll as to who was the worst of the Dirty Seven, the seven city council people who were, they were competing, although I suppose they didn't actually take to the honor. We were asking the community who was the worst as far as homeless issues went, and we talk about that, and then presented the Pie and the Pusser Award, which I think has already been played on some distant show. If you look in the flashback section under the Huff website, under the name of the show, Bathrobe Spears Broadsides, and look for a Pie, P-I-E, you'll find the proper show. It was around that time in, I guess it was either in April or in May, we were angry, many of us, that the city council, the current one, elected in 1998, had a majority, Byers, Fitzmaurice, Crone, and Sugar, and yet they would not I'm trying to say they would not keep their campaign promises about ending the sleeping ban or modifying it or having at least putting it on the agenda for discussion. Instead, they sent it off to a committee called the Task Force to examine the camping ordinance. And then after that, that was over the winter of 98-99, they created another task force that was a homeless issues task force. And that went on for a while, and then they ignored all its recommendations, one of which was to eliminate the camping ordinance entirely. And so we planned some pretty strong statements at City Council, because a lot of people had endorsed these council members and endorsed ending the sleeping ban. We're not just talking about people outside, but people who are their allies at the among the student community, the progressive community, Santa Cruz Action Network, a whole bunch of folks. Also, I guess if I had mentioned it before on the show, its co-host was, I've mentioned him, James Ney, and he intercedes occasionally with comments. David Silva calls in talking about what he was going to do to up the temperature at the next, we call them city council meetings. I've taken to calling them shitty council meetings. Perhaps the adolescent in me is getting carried away. But that was pretty shitty for the people outside, how they were treating both the people outside and the folks who had put their trust in the promises of the politicians and voted for them. You also get to hear catnip Kate Wells, the attorney, as I called her, Catnip Kate, talking about the medical marijuana situation in Santa Cruz and how the city council had sold out progressives on that as well. And there was discussion toward the end with call-ins from Battling Bob, LaMonica, Eleanor, and Lighthouse Linda LeMaster, one time head, well, actually the head of the Homeless Issues Task Force, the group the city council delegated to essentially, in my view, divert attention from the real issues that the city council had taken to ignoring for fear of offending West Side property owners and downtown business people. Established political sort of siders who didn't want to offend old traditionalists by just actually considering that homeless people should have civil rights in Santa Cruz, that would result in a massive flocking or so-called magnet effect of all the disreputable characters to come to Santa Cruz and sleep all over the base, ruining the property values and destroying businesses and God knows what else. So anyway, here it is.